as possible all your life.
I did? Yes. All the 93 years.
93?
Oh, never.
Good.
Yes. That lady's 93 as well.
Gosh. And did you live here all your life too, Mum?
No, she doesn't live in Ramsbottom. She didn't live in Ramsbottom to come in here.
Yeah. So you can tell us all about Ramsbottom 90 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
It was very different.
Eh?
It was very different 90 years ago, yes.
And there was no money.
And where did you go to school?
Holcombe. I went to Holcombe School, day school, Sunday school. I got married at Holcombe, I was christened at Holcombe. My mother was a big member of the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you sing in the choir at the church?
I did, in the teens.
Yes.
I did sing in the choir. Yes, I did.
Lovely.
And who was the vicar then?
I can't remember whether it was Mr. Dowsett or not.
Oh, was it Dowsett?
Mr. Dowsett.
Oh, yes. He's very well known.
Is he?
Yes, he wrote some very interesting books, I think.
Oh. Well, he was a minister at Holcombe, Mr. Dowsett, because he's the grave just outside the church. He's buried at Holcombe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, what sort of games did you play?
Skipping ropes.
Mm-hmm.
Skipping ropes and... We used to be able to buy a little box like that. I think it would only be a copper or two. And then before what we called Jackson, the little square,
Square.
Yeah, they're about so big square. And a dobber. And we used to bounce the dobber and get the pick one and put one, and then another one, three, and then till it all four of them. We used to play hours. We rubbed all our fingernails away. We're doing the song. We just went on the doorstep and do it, you see. That's a long, long time since. That's going back a long time. And then with no toys like they have today.
You didn't have a whip and a top, did you?
Yes, we did. A whip and a top. Yes, we had that. Yes, we had that as well.
And a hoop.
Yes. Yeah, because we hadn't a lot of money to buy toys or anything like that with. I never remember having much of a toy at Christmas, really. No, there was an 8 in our family. There were 5 sisters and 3 brothers. So there was a big family.
Did your mother make you rag dolls when you were little? Did your mother make you rag dolls? The dolls from the rag or sacking?
Well, they used to make bits with ties at school, you know. There was nothing much, but just something to pass the time on, you know. No.
Did you play hopscotch?
Oh, yes. I played hopscotch. We could get that for nothing. We used to get a nice piece of stone and use it for hopscotch.
And did you go up on Holcombe Hill wimbering?
Oh yes, climbed up side of there someone often with a jar with a swing on top to hold it and take it over for Mother to make us a bit of wimbery pie.
Nice, lovely.
Yeah.
Can you remember the other types of food that you had?
Remember what?
Food, the different food that you had.
Did you have meat and potato pies and things like that?
Not just like that. We did have bits of, we did get meals at school, but there was nothing much like they are today. You know what I mean? They were only poor meals, really. But of course, they kept us going.
What did you have?
Can't remember, really. So long back. No. I suppose there would be potato pies, the big potato pies that go a long way, you know.
Economical.
Pardon?
Economical. Yes. So you had, there were 8 in your family then?
Yes.
Did they all marry?
Pardon?
Did they all get married?
Yeah, they all got married. I'm the last one. There's not living now. Oh.
Were you the youngest or in
no,
between?
I was the 1, 2, 3, 4. I was about the 6th.
Oh.
Yeah. And I know when my eldest sister was born, her mother had been having children for 20 years.
Oh. Oh, poor mum.
Yeah, spread over a long time.
I had gone home from school on a Monday and she hadn't finished washing. But, you know, and it was a tub. Mm.
And were you expected to help all the girls?
I did when I went to them. I washed all the stockings with them. Mother hadn't had time to do them. Yeah. And they were all woolen stockings in them days, you know. They wanted a lot of drying.
And did you have to sit and darn them in the evenings when they got a hole in them?
No, I didn't really, because the others older than me would do that.
That's a rotten job anyway, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Did you go to work when you left school?
Yes, yes. And at that time, all hats were made. There was milliners and they used to make these hats, if you remember. Yeah. Well, I don't, you won't remember. And I can remember going one day, Mrs. Sarah.
All right, I'll be down on bottom floor, Sarah.
Oh, I thought, what a nice place here it is. And she said to me,
hello.
Hello.
This is the baby, mine. Grandchild.
She said to me,
hello.
Would you like to? She said to me, how old are you? And I was just coming on 12, ready for leaving school. And she said to me, would you like to come on work with me? Oh, I thought, yes, I'd like to come and work with you. Anyway, she said, well, come upstairs with me while I finish this out for your sister.
Don't
shout at home. So she says, when you go home, ask your mother and father, can you come and work for me? So, of course, I went home. If I get this job, my father says, you'll go to it weaving shed like they've all had to do. So that were it.
Ring your bell.
But they were all made up then, you see.
Go on, ring your bell.
Now they're all from whereabouts, aren't they?
It's a different world.
Altogether. Yeah. They don't compare.
Ring your bell.
What about the other clothes? Was it a dressmaker make them? Did a dressmaker make the other clothes?
Oh, my mother used to make a lot of our clothes. Yes, she put her own down to make for us. Yes.
Hello.
Six girls, rather, so.
She was always busy, that's obvious.
And I can remember, as each one got older, Mother always used to go to church on Sunday morning, and the eldest one had to take over and make the dinner, make pastries and And it were a long time before it come my turn. We always had to clean the doorstep at Sunday morning. And she had a brass latch on the door. We had to clean that too every Sunday morning.
Did you have to do the black heading of the grates?
Oh, don't mention that. Oh, good gracious, yeah. I hated that job. Oh, it were awful. And then appenders, you know, with a copper top and not copper,
a brass steel. Oh, steel.
Yeah, we had to rub all that with emery paper. Oh, dear me. But they don't know anything today.
No, you're right.
They don't really.
What about the toilets? They were outside?
Yes. But there was that old fashioned toilets, you know. Tipplers. The wastewater tipples. So, the wastewater that went from the sink, it felt it tipples. We call them tipplers.
And what about baths? That was the old tin bath, was it, in front of the fire?
The old what?
For a bath. The tin bath in front of the fire.
Yeah, big shaped bath.
Did you ever go on a holiday when you were little?
Oh yes, we used to go on a holiday, but not so often. You didn't get holidays every year like they do today, or every so often now. But we're all right, we were happy. They were happy days.
Aww.
Although we were like that, they were really happy days.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. Now, how did you like it in the weaving shed? How did you like working in the weaving shed?
I liked it.
You did?
I did. Yes, I did like working in the weaving shed. And I worked in it till as time got on and I got married. He was in the weaving as well. But he came from Preston and he was in velvet weaving really. And then when he came to Ramsbottom and we got married, and we were both in the weaving shed. And I like weaving. I used to love weaving. And then my husband came home one day and he said, "Well, you can please yourself. Yeah, they give you notice in this week or I will." So I had to give him notice and I didn't want to, but we were just getting on our feet and I wanted to carry on. But I said, we can't live off my wage. I said, "Well, you know what to do now, don't you?" So I never worked after I was 39.
And did you have a family?
Yes, I had a son and a daughter. Mm-hmm. I have three grandchildren and I have three great-grandchildren.
Oh.
And another one on the way.
Oh, that's lovely.
And all of them all.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. So what mill was it you worked at? Was it the same one all the time?
Same mill. Not always. But mostly I worked at the same mill, but I did work at the beginning at Nuttall.
Oh, at Nuttall.
And we had to get up, you know, we went at 6 o'clock in the morning then, and we had to get up at 5, set off at 8:30 to walk to Nuttall.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there was no really good ways, no proper lighting in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he had heavy work. He was a foreman tapper at Forest, and he had heavy work. And you see, we had the two children, and he came home one night and he was really tanned out, you know. So he just said to me, "Well, you can please yourself." He said, "Have you give your notice in this week or I will?" I said, "Well, you can't live off my way." And he said, "Well, now you know what to do." He said, "And I'm serious, I need it." So I had to give me wages, I had to give me work.
What did you do with the children when you were working? Were they at school?
Yes, they were at school.
How old were they then?
Yes, I remember.
But how did you manage when they were babies?
Oh, well, they had to be nursed out, you know. We used to take them out. I had a friend that I knew, and she was a nice person, and she loved to have them. And she had both of them, one of them when they were small, and then the other one when she was small, you know. I could go to work and know that they were all right if we had a good home. So that's what we had to do in them days, you know. We couldn't afford to, really, I didn't want to give up work then because...
Must have been
nice to get in on our feet, you see.
Yes.
And I would have liked to carry on working. But that was his ultimatum, so I thought, well, that's it, so I've got to give my work up, which I did.
When you were working, did he help you with the housework?
The housework to do at night. Well. That was the trouble, you see. Because we both to start doing the housework, you see. Well, it was, like you said, it wasn't fair to me to do it all. I was working as well as him, you see. So we had to do it between us. Well, you see, I think I was a bit ratty. You see, when we got home from work, I had the tea to make and all that, and then I had to see to the children. And then we had Every night we had our own work. Monday night I washed. Tuesday I ironed. Wednesday I did a bit of baking. Making dinners for the day after. Many times eating for our supper. anyway, that's the way it worked every night. And then at weekend, when weather was good, we always got out with the children at weekend. We used to take them all over the moor in a pram. Yes, we've gone over there with a pram. And Eve left her, she loved her too. Anyway, that were what we had to do after. And then when I gave up work, of course, I had more time and I could get my own jobs done and my husband didn't need to do anything when he came home, we could rest. So we got on that way for a long time, you see, after.
Did he help with the children?
Did he what?
Did he help with the children?
Oh, yes. When I was washing on the Monday night, he'd fetch and wash them and see them. In bed,
he was very
know.
Good then, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Oh, yes, he was very good with the children. That was the trouble, you see. He didn't feel like doing it when he had any work. Because it was the blanket weaving and the leaves were heavy, very, very heavy. And then he was a tacker, he had to repair all the looms to see where they went wrong. So, really, it turned out better that way.
And you could manage with his money off his children, could you?
Oh, yes, because he was the foreman, so he had a bigger wage, you see. Yes, we managed, only, well, I would rather have kept on working a light weaving.
Yes.
You know, anyway, we were all right. We wasn't short of anything.
You remember you were saying that you'd been offered a job as a milliner. Were you ever sorry that you weren't able to take that up? Or
that was when I was a girl.
Yes.
Yes.
But, what, you know, you say you liked weaving.
Yes, well, but did I you ever regret? Started weaving no. then, you see.
But did you ever regret not being able to do the millinery?
No, not really. Because as I got weaving, I liked weaving, you know, and we had a decent wage. And so I was quite happy in the mill, you know, although it was hard work. It's not like that today, you know. We had to carry all our waste, what we had for weaving.
This was for towels, was it, you said?
No, it was just plain weaving. It wasn't towels.
How many looms did you have?
Four. Yes. Yeah. And then when my sister got ready for weaving, I learned her to weave. And she got two looms, and then she got three. And then we got eight together, see?
Is it easier to do eight together than
yes,
two?
Yes, well, you could help one another that way, you see.
Right.
Yes. And then it came a time when what they called tacklers, that were them, would have to come and see to the looms if anything was wrong with them, you see. Well, my daughter, my sister, she'd had the what they called the tacklers. To repair her loom. Well, she'd had what we call a smash. That was a lot of the end, as you won't understand. And then she got going all right, and then it did the same again. So she took it to the tackler again. Well, he swore at it, and she said, I'm not stopping here, I won't stop here any longer. Anyway, when she went, she said she went to give her notice then. So the manager sent for me. He said, you know, I don't like this. He said, I found her two looms, I found her three looms, and then I found you. Oh, it's allergic. You're a little chubby, aren't you?
So he found found her.
So yeah. Anyway, she gave a notice, and the manager sent to me and said, like, what's this after finding your looms together? Eight looms together. He said she's been here ever since she started weaving and don't like to lose them. So I said, well, I said, I can't persuade her. So anyway, she did give up.
Hmm.
Did well, she go to another mill?
Yes, she gave up and went to another mill. Well then, it came that, you see, my husband came from Preston. He didn't belong to Ansbethan. And he was a tacker in velvet weaving at Preston. And so after we got married, you see, he had to get lodgings at Preston, you see, then, because he couldn't travel like they do today, and they don't have the cars same as they have today. So he was had to, and it was awful, really, because he was in a home. He was in a nice home, he was a nice place, but when you see what was happening in morning, so then it's time then. Well, by the time he got home to Ramsbottom, it was tea time. Well, and then Sunday, he had to go back, and he had to go back on that train from Holcombe, when it was Holcombe to Bury. Well, it was all right, you know. Anyway, he got fed up. And I'm going home from work one. We were living with his sister. And I was going home one night down past the cottage hospital, because we lived down Russell then. And I saw someone coming towards me. I thought, it's right there. And he got up to me, he said, I've chucked up. I said, well, I don't blame you either, because there's no life really, you know. So then he got working around the bottom. So we're all right then, you know.
And when did
we
get
home of our own?
When did you get a place of your own? How long have you been married then?
Not a full 18 months. Oh, about 2 years really, yeah. And then we got home of our own.
And where was that?
Stingwood Street.
Oh, yeah.
And dear love, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Hello, Chichi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
And with her a long time. And then my sister lived in Victoria Street.
Oh,
yeah. And I was brought up on Victoria Street. And she decided to go in a chip shop at Radcliffe. So we decided to go in to buy her house. So we were there. Man, he doesn't go at all. So he was there, we were there for... Well, we were there until he died. He died there.
Yeah. What about washing?
Yes, well, when I got married, I'd nothing, I'd no washing thing. I'd no money, I'd nothing. And when I washed my sheets, I used to stand in one corner of the kitchen, my husband stand in the other, and we used to twist them before I could put them on the line. And then after, like, it was tubs and pots, of, you know. And then, we should have done the best way we could, you know. We couldn't always just do just as we wanted. We had no boiler. But gradually got things together, you know. And, we were better, but it was all old-fashioned stuff that we had, you know. Yeah.
Did you have a mangle with the wooden rollers?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and where they were, they are.
They were.
I used to think, about my mother, because there was eight of us. And I used to think, my mother would be washing all day up Monday. And I'd go home, you know, two times. And you tell where woolen stuff is, then I think I put that down.
How did you heat the water for washing?
On
the fire?
when we was in Victoria Street, it was old fashioned boiler. You know, we had hot water there. But you had to fill it. You took it out and you had to fill it again, you know.
Would that be a gas boiler? With gas underneath?
Yeah, well, we'd have a gas boiler later. Yeah. Yes, we had a gas boiler later. There were none of this electric equipment like we had today.
And what about the cooking? Was that on the open fire, or was the oven built in the range, or what?
No, I did get a cooker, and thought, oh, all right, they got to start a cooking one more, you know.
That would be a gas one.
Yes, that was a gas one, yeah.
What sort of washing power did you have in those days?
It was Tonko. The mother used to use it as well. But it got to go. You know, we used different kinds of stuff, and then other stuff kept coming around, you say, as we're more like, but nothing like there are today.
No, you have to scrub everything.
You were a little. My husband was in the First World War, and at that time, you see, he was only young then, you see, so he had to go, you know, and he was stationed in anyway, he had to go to the war, and he got wounded.
He went abroad, he went over to France as well.
Yes, he went out to France, and he said that he was reading a paper, a newspaper, and one of the other men were trying, it had a German bullet in it, in the English, the opposite way. And it went off. And my husband was holding the paper like this. And it went through his fingers and through his elbow. And he said, he don't report it. He said, we both have been up for the jump at all of it, you know. He said, and he don't report it. And he had to go down to have it dressed and have a lot of pain on it. And he went down to what they call it.
Medical.
Well, it's where he could have it dressed, you know. And the nurse said to him, now tell me, she said, you've got a lot of pain during the night. She said, come in and I'll redress it. And we're orderly there. And he said, they have eyes by me. He said, don't. He said, let it go, because he said, there's a lot going back to England tomorrow. He said, you might get to go out with them, you see. And they did. And they brought him back. When they brought him back, they took him to Sheffield at first. And then from Sheffield, they took him to in Derbyshire, Bakewell. And he was there a long time. And he got over it, but he's always had marks, you know, on this, between his fingers, and he's had that tooth falling off his elbow, you know. But I'll tell you what he did. While they were there, peace was declared.
Well, he was in Bakewell.
Well, he was in Bakewell. Peace was declared. And there was an old man, and he was fast asleep in the pub. And his horse was outside in the trap or something. Well, my husband, we used to horses because his father had a big poultry farm in Preston. And they always had horses to fetch the food and that, you know. Anyway, he got it in this trap. Had a run round with it. So, the old fella didn't know. When they got back, he was still fast asleep. He didn't know that. had her own round. So, that was that.
And what did you do in the first walk?
What did I do? I don't think I did anything.
Were you weaving?
I'm weaving, yeah. Well, some of the time, you know, we couldn't work. We closed down. When I worked at Rockford at that time, when the war broke out. And that it was in August, was it?
Yes, wasn't it?
Yes, in August
it started.
Yes, in August. Well, we stopped. The milk stopped, and we didn't do any more that year. So we had to work, we had to go on the door, you know, then. And it was awful, really. You know, we had to go a few of outside. Conservative closed sometimes. Sometimes we'd get some dough, sometimes we wouldn't. We'd have to go back and go again. So it was awful. It was awful just at that time. Well.
And what about the second war?
Yeah, I forget. I'm forgetting things today, you know.
Well,
you see, up to this last couple of months, I could remember just really everything. I've got to some losing.
Yeah,
you know.
I think probably
we're
pushing as well.
Pushing
you too much, trying to get too much
out of you. No, it's, it is like that. And the son came today. And he wanted me to sign a paper. Could I write my name? You know, awkward. But I'll always have such a good memory.
You probably still have got a good memory.
Yes, but remembering places and different words. It is awkward. I don't like it being like that, you know. No, I don't.
You know, the bit about his apple.
Yeah, well, they said we got to get up in a dropping bum. So at 2 o'clock at morning, my sister and I walked up here because they said they'd dropped the bum up there, and they had. And it was like a mineral water works. And you could have burned arse and tart in the hole at front that day.
Was anybody killed?
No, I don't think so. But and then they dropped one at Oakham. And you know, there used to be a post office at Oakham. What can I say then? You know, there's a long row of houses in the village.
Yeah.
And, across the road, there was a house, and it was a post office. And that girl at that post office, at the dean in bed, she'd have been killed because the bed was smashed up. They dropped a bomb there.
And they were both, that was Zeppelins?
That was the Zeppelins, yes.
Did it do a lot of damage here?
And they dropped near where my husband works at Paris. They dropped one there. And it was funny, really, because the lady next door, she came in and she said, "Where's Dave?" I said, "He's gone to work." She said, "He'll not work today." They've been dropping Zeppelins down there. She said, "Well, he hasn't come back home." Anyway, they put him on clearing things up, you see. They dropped one down there. And my sister was supposed to be on duty if there was anything like that. She was set off to go to work morning after. She didn't know anything had happened. Oh, that would be a later one. That was a later one. When they did drop bombs, you know.
In the second one?
Yes, that wasn't the second
one. What's your air raid?
Would she have been an air raid warden or something? Something like that. Yeah. Not big, but she was supposed to go somewhere near works or something.
Fire watching.
Yeah,
yeah.
My husband used to go fire watching. Yeah. 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 She dropped one at Stubbins. And there was a cousin of ours, she was in bed with a baby. And the bed were covered with that. And my sister went down and she went to help her, you know.
Did you have a
any evacuees in Rose Bottom?
Yeah, there are a lot of evacuees.
Where did they come from?
Oh, well, they come from different places, yeah.
You had a lot from the Channel Islands.
Hmm?
You got a lot from the Channel Islands in there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots of people too from there, you know. The evacuees. But we didn't because we haven't room for them really, you know. Now, if I was a man, which of course cannot be, but suppose he get a wife now between you and me, do you know what I'd do? I'd be awfully kind to the lady. I'm sure that I would. I would never get angry whatever they'd say, and I'd always allow them to have their own way. For to quarrel with women is really absurd, for you know very well they will have the last word. So forgiving at once is a far better plan. Well, that's what I'd do if I was a man. Now, there are some men married. They think that their wives have finished forever the joy of their lives. They think when a woman's got gold settled down, she ought never to think of the style of her gown. She should go through this world very plain and sedate, with her face very long and her hair very straight. And don't they just grumble, and don't they just stare, if she happens to say she wants something to wear. Well, I don't think that's right. And I would never do that. If my wife were to ask for a new gown or hat, the moment she'd read the request in my ear, if I was a man, I'd say, certainly, dear. Then there are some men think they can do as they please. They go out when they like, come in at their ease. There's political meetings, ballrooms, debating, supper. That's how they go on. Oh, you needn't wait up, dear, I'll take a door key. Now, isn't it queer that after these meetings, a man seems so muddled, so awfully like what people call fuddled, like his feet on the stairs instead of the mat. Now, if I was a man, I would never do that. Then there are some men old bachelors. Oh, they are mean. With a woman, of course, they'd never be seen. They seem to imagine that we're their inferiors, when they know very well that we are far their superiors. They live by themselves and they mend their own clothes. How often their socks must be out at the toes. A smile on their faces so seldom is seen, and they spend their own money. Now isn't that mean? When they might as well share it with some girl who's poor. Or spend it far better than them, I'm sure.
Spend it, I know, on a far better plan. So I think I'd get married if I was a man.
That's right.
That would be. Where's she got to?
Oh, she pressed something. Hold on. yes, we are. Oh dear. Where are you?